You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Titus chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. A man that is an heretic, after the first and the second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinned, being condemned of himself. Did you know the Bible say that we should reject people that are heretic? We should reject them. You know, sometimes because people don't pay attention to scriptures, when you actually act according to scriptures, people will even condemn you. In fact, believers will condemn you. They'll say, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you judging? Why are you doing this? The Bible says we should reject heretics. The church is in a big problem today because we allowed heretics to flourish on our pulpit. Some of you are sharing their posts. Some of you are sharing their videos. But the Bible says that a man that is heretic, after first and second admonition, reject that man. I just read to you from the Bible. He said, reject such. Don't accommodate such. I am not a friend of false preachers. In fact, one day I went through my Facebook list. Every pastor I know that is preaching a gospel contrary to the gospel of Jesus, I unfriended them. Somebody say, okay, if they don't, they are not on your friend list, how will they now hear the truth? No, you don't need to be on my friend list to hear the truth. My page is public. You can read whatever is there. But I don't want to associate with such because it might mislead somebody else. And that person says, he's a friend to Brother Shegun. This man must be like this. I don't want such misinformation. You see, we must be very strong against false teaching, against false doctrine. Some of you have respected men of God above the word of God. They have become an idol in your heart. You are literally worshiping them. Even when you see their error like this, you'll be the one defending them. You will even say, well, it's because people don't know your daddy, that your daddy, his intention is different. He was trying to, something that is obvious that everybody can see like this. I do not understand why you allow man, human being, to dominate your spirit, that you are literally worshiping such a man. You can't even see any wrong thing again in that person. There's nobody that does not go wrong. There are times I'm preaching and I'm quoting scriptures. There was a time I wanted to quote Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. And I was saying Hebrews 11, 4. Now, if you don't check what I'm saying, and you now go and quote it like that, somebody will prove you wrong. Somebody will say, what you are saying is not correct. There's nobody that is above mistake. Not to now talk of people that are heretic, that are committing error. The Bible says, after first and second admonition, reject. Some of you, after 100 admonition, you will still go to their meetings. You will still go and join them live to watch it. Who has bewitched you? What do you want to get out of it? Why can't you be true to scriptures? Why are you denying Jesus? Why can't you be faithful to the truth? Who told you that truth is available with the crowd? The Bible said, do not follow the multitude to do wrong. Stick with the truth. We must walk by what the scripture says. It says, knowing that he that is such is subverted. That person is destroying the church and sin it. It is a sin. And the Bible says, do not be a part of other people's sin. When somebody said the other time that if you don't pay your tithe, you will go to hell. And then we rose up and spoke against it. People said, who are we that there are some people who are beyond correction? I even saw many preachers preaching it, that there are some people, you don't correct them. Can you imagine? So the souls of men are not important. It is the reputation of one man that is not important. Now the man himself eventually came out and said, what he said is not in the scriptures. That's what they are saying again. They say, hey, you see our daddy is very humble. He's very humble. The same people that supported him when he said things that was not correct. Brethren, we have not been called to serve men. No man died for you. Our allegiance is to truth. Our allegiance is to Jesus. And that does not mean we hate anybody or we have problem with anybody. Many preachers, I've never met them one-on-one in my life. All that we stand for is the truth. I'm telling you, if I meet you today and I don't know you from anywhere, and you are preaching the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we will be best of friends instantly. Instantly. But I tell you, if I've known you for 50 years and you are preaching heresies, our friendship stops. The Bible says I should reject you, and I will reject you. I will follow the scriptures. We cannot continue to bring down the name of Jesus. We cannot continue to destroy the name of Jesus. We must uphold the truth and earnestly contend for the faith. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.